Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a dynamic and exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know I'm extremely excited to hear from the guest speaker, but I just want to personally congratulate my organization for last month. We had an 80% increase in production in the month of May. April, so you guys are doing a phenomenal job, and I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. But I'm really excited to be able to reintroduce and bring back to the call for the first time in a couple of weeks, and he's a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, six-figure income, but most importantly, he's my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
We're so excited to have you back. I know you've been listening into the call, but we're really excited to hear you talk tonight.
Can you hear me now, Jeremy?
Yes, we can.
All right. It is great to be back. Again, I want to thank everyone for their prayers. God is really good. And I have a few quick announcements before we begin our call. First, I want to congratulate the defending champions, Jeremy Moore and our Moore Success team, for finishing fourth at today's Nikki Stonecipher Memorial Golf Tournament. And second, Legal Shield just recognized the 37 top executive directors in the entire company who led by example and qualified for the Reach for the Top incentive. And tonight we want to recognize and congratulate David and Jean Peterman from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore from our success team for both winning. So from November the 1st through the 5th, they're going to be enjoying 5 days and four nights on Jamaica's northern coast at the Half Moon Resort with our CEO, Rip Mason. Great job, guys. I know you will represent our Moore Success team well. But now to introduce tonight's one other thing that I want to say on tonight's guest speaker is going to be going over our new June promotions. Make sure and get your notepads and pens ready for that. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker and trainer, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead our Moore Success team by example after nearly three decades of service. I am extremely happy to welcome Mr. Ken Moore to the call. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
You certainly better believe it, boy. I'm happy that you're back on the call, Randy. I'm glad that God's moving. So many people have been praying for you. We know the Bible says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, and there's been many righteous men and women praying for you, and we thank them so very, very much for that. We know in the future you're going to be taking radiation 6 to 8 weeks, but I also know God will be with you there and that you'll be back in the saddle as soon as possible as you are right now. Well, son, I tell you about this next guy. This guy is absolutely phenomenal. You know, never graduated from high school, did manual labor until he's 28 years old, tried four MLM companies before Legal Shield failed, kind of like Abraham Lincoln failed all them times, joined Legal Shield in 1999, made a fixed six-figure income after second year. Now, folks, I want to stop and say something here. All of you have college degrees. Some do, some don't. I don't wish I did, but I've still been able to make a living pretty well. But this gentleman never finished high school, but in 2 years, after working all those years at Manchester, 2 years, he was making a great, I would tell you, six-figure income. After 7 years, he was a millionaire club member. After 7 years, well, think what happened if he kept just doing manual labor. He's a great guy. He's always a guy good. He tells me he's the best-looking guy on the team. I think that's debatable. I do think he has a legend in his own mind, though. No, I tell you, I like to kid him. I like to joke with him because he's consistently in the Performance Club. He's RVP of Utah, Millionaire Club member, and I could go on and on. Great family man, believes in God, believes in helping other people. And, folks, it's an honor and a privilege to have this gentleman on the call tonight, and I want to thank him one more time for being on the Moore Success Team, none other than Mr. Dave Hall. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore, and I'll tell you, it's just an honor and privilege of mine to have such kind words, said from the lips of legends. What the Moore family has done in this business will definitely go down in the history books as something that created a foundation for not only incredible business opportunity, but for a place that, you can create generational wealth. I mean, where else in this industry do you see three generations of Millionaire Club members, I believe, if you throw in the honorary degrees, we're at five generations of associates with the company. And I've seen some people make good money in this industry, but most of those guys ride a real quick roller coaster, and it's not even there when the next generation's around. But to see this kind of generational wealth is second to none. And so I appreciate that that introduction. And I'm going to start off, you asked me real quick to, first of all, just to give a thumbnail sketch of my background. You touched on it a little bit there. When I was about 16 years of age, my father was diagnosed with cancer. And obviously, with what's going on with Mr. Randy Moore, I think we can all appreciate our health today. You never know when God's going to bless you with one of those health challenges. And, you know, that found my family when I was 16. And, you know, my dad didn't have residual income. He didn't have a good team. He didn't have overrides. He didn't have a performance club. Didn't have the car allowance or the paid vacations. He had nine kids at home with a wife with two kids still in diapers. And when he spent almost 2 years up at the VA hospital going through the radiation and the chemotherapy and the surgeries to try to beat that disease, there was no income coming into our home, and consequently the bills didn't get paid. And the cars got repossessed in the middle of the night. Sheriff's Department showed up at our house, informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction and that we needed to vacate the premises. And, you know, my parents had always encouraged me to go to school, get good grades, get a good resume so that I could get a good job. And both my parents were college-educated people, and I just kind of always grew up thinking I want to follow in those footsteps. But there was something a little bit more important at that phase of my life, being one of the oldest of nine children, and that was survival. So I made the decision to leave high school to go get a job to meet the family financial needs as best I could, and that's where I stayed for many, many, many years. In fact, years later, at the age of 21, when my friends were graduating from college, I was at Jiffy Lube making $4.25 an hour, running a shop vac and checking air pressure and tires. And, you know, I realized then when my friends were coming in, driving, you know, BMWs and nice cars, that I needed to change something. And I needed to make more money. The only way I knew how to make money, more money, was get, you know, a second job. So I delivered pizzas in the evening after working all day at Jiffy Lube. Was juggling those two jobs and other weekend things for odd money. When someone introduced me to Legal Shield, you know, we'd been pretty skeptical because I've tried other four companies and crashed and burned in all four of them. But, you know, the rest is kind of history. You kind of laid out a little bit about the success that we've had. And I got to say, being consistent in this business has been probably one of the biggest building blocks that has helped us. Before I get into some of the things of consistency, I want to touch on real quick some of the announcements as far as some of the things going on in our own company right now that were announced earlier on the call today and some of the promotions to be aware of. First of all, anyone that is a Power 20, there is an extra $55 bonus right now for anyone that Fast Start qualifies this month. So you definitely want to be out there helping your new people, recruiting them, getting Fast Start qualified at an extra $55. And anyone that does Fast Start qualify that was recruited in the month of June, yeah, and that means 30 days from their enrollment date, not the date that they attended the basic training class and extended it 30 days, but 30 days from their effective date, they're going to send them a leather journal and a cross pen, a very, very nice, high-quality gift to them, again, for just getting out there and Fast Start qualifying. You know, and never before in the history of this company has it been so easy to get out there and Fast Start qualify with what they got going on. If you heard the numbers today, even on, you know, the group side, group sales were up 15% right now. New groups are up 42%. In fact, in the network marketing side, you know, sales are up 14%. Recruiting is up 25%. But the most important number to me out of all of this is the cancellations were down 14% over the previous month. And when you consider that they were down in double digits over the previous month, you see that trend. That's what's happening is each month the retention is getting higher and higher and higher and higher. I know my retention right now is the highest it's ever been in the company. We're now, you know, up in the high 80s. And I've never been one of those people that really aggressively work a pre-cancel list. I've kind of just, you know, let it, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But, you know, that being over 75% gets you on these trips, gets you the BMW car allowances or the cash, whichever you choose to have. And so with the promotions that they have out there going right now, I could never think of a better time to get out there. I see what's happening to our residual income as this retention is going up. It's making our income skyrocket. And I'm going to touch on that at the very, very end. But in talking with Mr. Moore, one thing that I feel like I've got a pretty good handle on is the whole performance club. I mentioned I crashed and burned four other companies. I did everything they told me to do, but I just couldn't get any traction. And for some reason or other, here in Legal Shield, not only have we got traction and, you know, we've never missed executive director from the first month that we hit it. And trust me, there's been some whoopsie-doozy months. And somehow, by the grace of God, we pulled it out. But it's all been solid business that we've written. And if Performance Club would have started a year before it did, we'd have been in Performance Club a year before that. And one thing about that is, you know, we can look at our numbers and say, hey, look, the people above us can absolutely count on us producing every single month. There ain't a month that goes by that we ain't putting something in the system. Last week I sold 30 memberships personally. Some of them went in at the end of the month and some of them went in an envelope today. But every single month I'm recruiting and producing business plans, group. I'm, you know, what I call a full service associate. I love everybody. I love all the groups. I love everything that goes on. You know, in 2003, we got a $10,000 bonus from, you know, the great late Wilburn Smith for being the top recruiters in the company. So, you know, some people think, oh, he's only a network marketer. You know, people that, you know, hang around me know that, hey, look, I'm doing small biz. I'm doing group. I'm doing network marketing. You know, I'm sharing this with everybody. I mean, how could I not? Coming from $425 an hour up to six figures a year, how could I not tell somebody about it? I kind of feel like, you know, God bless my family with this business. And, you know, the good book has a nice little parable about the man who buried talents and hid them under a bushel and those that went out there and increased them. And so I just definitely don't want to be the guy burying my talents in the backyard. And I think if you're not telling people about this company, this is a wonderful membership, that you are. You're burying your talents out there. And so, first and foremost, how to get in the club. You get 1 point. It's based on a point system. You get 1 point for every Social Security number that goes in on an application. And that doesn't matter if it's a legal plan or identity theft, but you only get one. So if they sell a legal plan with identity theft, it's still one. If they only buy the identity theft, it's one. If it's the legal plan, it's one. But you also get another point for every new associate that you bring into the business. And you get 2 points for every time you help a new associate get Fast Start qualified. So just on one person, you can get 4 points. You also can get a point for selling a business plan, and then, I believe now business plans are 2 counters towards executive director, but my understanding is still 1 point for being in the club. Now, you need to stay consistent, though, because there's no success in being a roller coaster rider, good month, bad month, good month, bad month. You need to each month be putting more people in that pipeline and that funnel and extracting out the cream of the crop. Those are the people that fill out the applications. And so if you do that for 12 consecutive months, you now can take home a $300 cash car bonus. Or if you go purchase or lease a BMW and send the paperwork into the corporate office, they'll bump that up another $200 to $500. Now, if you're taking notes or you haven't started taking notes, you may want to grab a pen and paper because I'm going to start going through some math here, and it might be good to understand the math that I'm going to be running through. So $500 towards car allowance. Now, tell me, you know, how many companies are you aware of right now that the part-time person gets a car allowance for a BMW? I mean, I've never seen one out there. Most of the people I know that have full-time jobs don't have a car allowance. Not only do you get a $500 car allowance, but, you know, if you go out there and drive it around doing business, which most of us obviously would be, the government's going to pay you right now about 55 cents a mile for driving it. So, you know, you get paid to drive it, and you get paid to go lease it or buy it. So you're getting double-dipping any way you look at it. I'm going to start with the manager. If you're in Performance Club and you're a manager, and, you know, let's face it, you know, most of the people on this call are probably manager or above. But if you just go out there and do five memberships a month, we're going to assume you're doing the standard plan that most people sell, $35.95. You're going to get 5 points. You know, at $172 a pop, five times 172 comes out to $864.20. Well, you know, if that's all you're doing, you're a one-man band on your team, you're still taking home your own $864. But after your first year, you're going to get a $500 car allowance. If you add that to your $864, you're up to $1,364.20 a month in income and car allowances. You know, and that's definitely a very part-time person, but that's bringing in an extra $16,000 a year, and that's you only. That means nobody else on your team is providing squat. That's just you. But let's say that you're a manager and you do have a few people on your team doing something. Let's say you have three senior associates doing the same thing as you. You're each just doing 5 points a month. You're going to get it because they're senior associate and you're a manager. You're going to get a 3457 override. Well, if you have three of them each doing five, that's 15. 15 times 3457 is $518.55 in overrides. So your overrides are $518. Your personal sales is $864.20. You get your car allowance of $500. If you add all of that up now, you're looking at $1,882.75 a month. Now, remember, that's just with three people on your team in Performance Club and you. Three other people and yourself, $1,882.75 a month. That's $22,000, $593 a year. And again, this is most likely the part-time person, but an extra $22,000 a year isn't bad extra income. Think of what an extra $22,000 this year would do for, you know, taking care of a credit card or something like that. Now, let's say you're a director. You're doing your five sales a month, and, you know, you're getting your 207, so five times 207 is going to be your $1,037.05. But you're also getting your car allowance of $500 a month. That's going to be $1,537.05 a month. Yearly, that's $18,000. Again, that's with no help from anybody on a team. But if you do have a few people on a team, let's say you have three managers and one associate Performance Club qualifying, your overrides from your three managers are going to be $1,037.10. Your personal sales are going to be $1,037.05. Your second year car allowance is $500 a month. You add all that up, it's $2,574.15 a month. That's an extra $30,889.80 a year simply with three other managers and one associate in Performance Club. Now, let's take that up a little bit more. Let's say you're an executive director. You enroll your five memberships. That's going to give you $1,261.75. You're getting your car allowance of $500. That would be monthly $1,761. But you can't be an executive director with only five sales. You have to have either 50 sales personally or a team doing some volume. So let's talk a little bit about the team out there doing it. Let's say you have three directors, two associates that are all in Performance Club. Your overrides from that are $2,022.30. Your personal sales are $1,261.75. Your car allowance is $500. That's $3,784.05 a month. That gives you $45,408.60 a year in income, an extra $45,000 a year. Man, when I looked at this company for the first time, I was bringing in $18,000 a year, $1,500 a month, wife and two kids. And if someone said someday you can make $45,000 a year with our company, I would have thought you're smoking crack. I said, there ain't no way some company's going to pay me that type of income. But let's say you had three directors, five associates, so eight total other people, not 100, 200, 500, but just eight. Your overrides are $4,044.60. Your personal sales are $1,261.75. Car allowance is $500. That monthly income then is $5,806.35. That's a yearly income of $69,676.20 for simply eight other people following your example and staying in Performance Club. Eight people. What if you had 10? What if you had 20? What if you had 30? You see how easy it is to go over six figures with this company? But you're going to recruit the type of person that you are. If you're in Performance Club, you're going to have a whole lot easier time finding people who will get in Performance Club. But 1 week off, just 1 month, where you just say, I don't need to be in Performance Club this month, that gives everyone on your team permission to drop out. In fact, you need to not only be in Performance Club, but trust me, they're measuring themselves against you by looking at the Performance Club list in the back office, checking out your numbers, seeing where you're at each month, seeing how many months you've been consistent in there, seeing if you're on the trips and stuff like that. In fact, one of my favorite quotes comes from a gentleman by the name of Thomas S. Monson, and here's his quote. He says, when performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured and reported back, the rate of improvement accelerates. That's probably one of the reasons why Rip and Allen give Tony the numbers every Monday morning, saying, here's where we're at. Here's sales are up. Here's recruiting's up. Cancellations are down. You know, when the field hears that, the field gets excited. All of a sudden, we're like, wow, our future is getting brighter and brighter because numbers are up. They're being measured against same week last year and previous month to see where are we at on that graph, what's happening out there. And, you know, persistency is a key element for being in the club, for qualifying for those car allowances and the trips and stuff like that. And when I go look at my reports, I can see that memberships that I sold, you know, a dozen years ago when I just got started are still on the books today. I can't imagine, you know, what, you know, Mr. Ken Moore's, you know, report looks like when he looks back and sees sales that were made, you know, way back before dirt was invented. But nonetheless, still getting paid for those sales literally decades ago, that's true residual income. And there's a big difference in your renewal pay based on the hard work that you do. And so if you're taking notes, you may want to jot this down if it hasn't been explained to you before, because let's say that you're a director and you're marketing a $35.95 sale. If your persistency is 0 to 55%, then your renewal income is $13.02 per year. But if it's 56% to 65%, it's $26.04. Now notice, going from 55% to 56%, your renewal income goes from $13 to $26. It doubles 1 percentage point. How important is marketing one more good membership? Well, it could double your residual income. Let's keep going. If it's 66 to 75%, your renewal income is $39.06. And if it's 76 to 85%, it's $52.08. And over 85% is $65.10 renewal income for doing the exact same thing. And so when we talk about cancellations are down 14%, in other words, that's a 14% increase in retention. You look at how big of a jump that is on this scale, what that does to your renewal income, that just gets downright exciting. thinking that, you know, that's going to be renewal income that your kids and grandkids can start to inherit, because memberships are sticking on the books. Memberships are staying around. That means our future is getting brighter than it's ever been before. And I'll tell you, you know, I thank God every night that somebody came and knocked on my door November 29th, 1999, and said, "Dave, I got something to show you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested." And my wife and kids grew up in an entirely different world because somebody extended that invitation to us. And it's now our job to get out there and extend that invitation to other people. Get in Performance Club, stay in Performance Club, and last, roll over your 5 points every single month so that you don't need to be stressing out at the end of any month. And with that said, Mr. Moore, I'm going to toss the call back to you.
I tell you what, Dave, that's a powerful lot of information. I hope people was listening very carefully about that residual income. You know, I've been fortunate to have a better than company average for over 20 years now, and you're right. It's just telling the truth about it, not over-promising, under-promising, over-performing, and becoming a problem solver, because when you go out there, people just really want to know two things: what will it do for me, and how much is it going to cost me to get it done? Once you become that problem solver, it's going to stay on the books, because those people are not going to give it up once they've solved the problem. You're a great guy. You're a great family man. I consider you a very dear friend. We thank you so much for being on our team. We just appreciate you so much, Dave. We appreciate you standing for God. And any time that I could help you, you know that I'll give her a good try, my friend. So thank you very, very much. Randy or Jeremy, if you have anything to say, you can chime in now. If not, we'll thank Dave for everything he's doing for the team and the way he's backed us at the breakouts and everything else, because that's what it's all about, is teamwork. Thank you, Dave Hull.
Hey, this is Randy again. I want to thank you and Wendy for the leading by example and for just, you know, being always there anytime we call on you to like be on one of these calls and to share your expertise and experience. We appreciate you very, very much. And, you know, like I texted you early, you know, you're very important to the team, and you have a great team, and we're just very, very appreciative of everything you've done for us.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Mr. Moore. I guess, Jeremy, did you have anything? If not, we'll go back to Mr. Ken Moore to close out.
Well, Randy, one thing we don't want to forget, we got many sick among us, and we need to keep praying for them. And, of course, Mr. Jeff Hughes, we need to keep Jeff on the prayers. And our sales was up, our recruiting was up. We thank the people on the team. We thank God. We ask you to do this. Just keep working together, praying together, staying together, and putting God first, family second, legal seal third. Thank you. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.